So let's review. Our shir begins with the Mishnah discussing halachas of shofar. Sagt the Mishnah, kol ha-shofar is kasherim, chutz mishal parah b'nei shu keren. Tanakhama says that the horns of all animals are kosher to use for the mitzvah of shofar, with the exception of the horn of a cow, as the horn of a cow is called a keren and not a shofar. Or Rabbi Yosi, kol ha-shofar is nikru keren, shenema b'mishaych b'keren ha-yevel. Rabbi Yosi disagrees, and says that the horns of all animals are also called keren. However, the Chacham answered that the horns of all animals are called both Karen and Shafer, while the horn of a par is only called Karen. Ulu offers another explanation for the opinion of the Chacham. A prosecutor cannot become a defender. The Chacham forbade the use of the horn of a parah to be used for Tkiyah Shafer and Rosh Hashanah, because since a parah is the mother of an egel, it would be a reminder of the Chere Egel, which would arouse the Midas Adin, the attribute of judgment, when we are beseeching Hashem to treat us with Midas Rachamim, the attribute of mercy. Similarly, Amar Rav Chisda, when Neimai and Koyim Gadol Nichnas Bebig Dizav Lefnei V'Lefnim La'Avod Avoido, Lefi Shein Kategen Asenegar. Koyim Gadol does not wear the gold vestments while performing the Yom Kippur service, because the gold would be a reminder of the golden calf, which would arouse Midas Adin rather than Midas Rachamim. The Gemara points out that this is only for Avodas Panim, the specific Yom Kippur day service. The Kohen Gadol does wear the Big Dizav and Yom Kippur for Avodas Chutz, the everyday service. Nevertheless, regarding Shofar, Kivin Delizikaren Hu Kilefanim Dami, since the purpose of the Shofar is to be remembered before Hashem with mercy, it is treated like Avodas Panim. Abaye offers yet another reason. Shofar Merachmana V'Lei Shnayim V'Shleisha Shofaros. V'Ad Depara Kivin Dekoi Gildi Gildi Mischazi Kishnayim V'Shleisha Shofaros. The Torah says shofar, and not two or three shofars. And a cow's horn appears like many shofars, because it grows new layers each year. The Gemara continues. Rabbi Yosi had taught in the Mishnah that all horns are called keren, citing the pasuk b'mshech b'keren ha'yevel, and the word yevel is referring to a ram, as Rabbi Akiva related, ram being called yevel. The Gemara proceeds to mention many words whose definition was not known to the Chachamim until they heard someone use it in a sentence. The next Mishnah describes various types of shofars to be used at different occasions. Zakta Mishnah, Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yaal Pashut upiv mitzupezav v'shtei chatzotzim natzdadin. The shofar used in Rosh Hashanah in the Beis Hamikdash was a straight horn, and the mouthpiece was covered with gold for beauty. In addition, two trumpets were blown in the Beis Hamikdash alongside the shofar, as the pasuk states, "B'chatzotzreis v'kol shofar hari lefnei hamelech Hashem." Shofar marech v'chatzotzim mekatzus. On Rosh Hashanah, the shofar blast would extend longer and outlast the shorter sounds of the chatzaitzes, shemitzis hayem b'shofar, as the primary mitzvah of the day of shofar. Whereas b'tanias, on fast days, b'shal zacharim kefufin, u'pien mitzupa kesef, b'shtei chatzaitzes b'emtza. Bent shofars of rams are used, covered with silver, with two trumpets in the middle, and two shofars, one on each side. Shofar mekatzer b'chatzaitzes ma'arichis. On fast days, it is the chatzaitzes that are blown longer than the shofars, shemitzis hayem b'chatzaitzes. As on a fast day, the primary mitzvah of the day is with the chatzaitzes, as the pasuk says, v'chisavayu mochama ba'artzchem atzara atzara eschem v'ariyesem b'chatzaitzes. The Mishnah continues, Shava ha'yevel Rosh Hashanah l'tkia v'lebrachas. The mitzvah of shofar blown on Yom Kippur of the Yevel year is similar to that of the mitzvah shofar Rosh Hashanah, as Rashi explains, l'tkia, and that we use pshutin, a straight shofar of a yal, but the brachas that we also add the brachas of malchus or chayin shofaris as we do on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rosh Hashanah taken b'shal zacharim v'yevlis b'shal yelim. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and holds that the preferred shofar to be used in Rosh Hashanah is a rounded horn of a ram, while on yevil we use a straight horn of a yal. The Gemara explains the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama as follows. Rabbi Yehuda holds that on Rosh Hashanah, kam the kayif inish daite tvei mali. One should be humble and subdued before Hashem in tefillah. Therefore, a bent shofar is preferred. Whereas on Yevil, kama the pashut in the shdait the tvei mali. Since the shofar blast is to proclaim freedom, the shofar should be straight. While the Tanakhama holds, kama the pashut in the shdait the tvei mali, as Rashi explains, shem nisa levavenu al kapayim, helka b'Rosh Hashanah b'pshutin d'letfilahi, to represent the lifting up of our hands and hearts, lavinu shebashamayim to our Father in heaven. With tinyus on a fast day when we are crying and fasting about a difficult situation, kama the kaya finished daite tvei mali. The more that a person is bowed and subdued, the better, and so the shofar should be bent as well. The Gemara says, Amar Blevi, Mitzvah shel Rosh Hashanah v'shem Kippurim b'chvufin v'shekol Hashanah b'pshutin. Levi states that the halacha is that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, we use ben shofars, as he holds like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Rosh Hashanah, and learns exer shavar from Rosh Hashanah to Yovel, while on fast days we use straight shofars, as a hecker is needed to differentiate the shofars of fast days from the shofars of Rosh Hashanah and Yovel.